Spirit of the Lord's telling me everything's shifting now. Everything's shifting. The first manifestation of my spirit says the Spirit of grace will be light. Will be the lighting of the lampstand. I will turn your light on, says the Spirit of grace. I will give you a light. Bring that down just a little bit. I'll give you a light to walk by. That's not of this world. A light that's not of this world that allow you to see. That will expel darkness. That will expel principalities. That will expel powers in front of you. A light, says the Spirit of grace, that will keep you from stumbling. A light that will take away confusion. A light that's going to let you see, says the Spirit of grace. I'm going to grant you a light to see what the Father doeth. You will see what the Father doeth. You will know what the Father doeth. Turmoil will not overtake you. Turmoil will not surprise you, says the Spirit of grace. You will know before it happens. I will give you a light that I walked in. And this will mark the end time army, says the Spirit of grace. They will have a light like no other light. There'll be a light like no other light, says the Spirit of the Lord. A light that shineth in darkness. That shineth past darkness, says the Spirit of the Lord. A light will allow you to see. I'll let you look, says the Spirit of the Lord, into many things. I like to know what I'm doing in cities, in nations, in the earth. I like to know to position yourself, says the Spirit of grace. Nothing, no harm will befall you. Because you will walk in my light. I will remove stumbling from you that have walked with me. If you walked with me with a word of patience, says the Spirit of the Lord, you've walked with me in tribulation and trial. You've walked with me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Now you will walk with me in light. You will walk in my light. The light I promised you is an inheritance. You will walk in my light. It will go before you and make all the crooked places straight. It will be a lamp to your feet. The word that you've carried, says the Spirit of the Lord, the words you've kept will now become a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. All your crooked places I will make straight. Says the Spirit of grace. I will show you things to come by way of this light. You will clearly see when others cannot. You will clearly discern when others cannot. I will not leave you to the perils of the last days, says the Spirit of the Lord. You will have something the world does not. You will have something that those that say they know me but do not walk with me, you will have something that they do not have. You will have my light. It will truly be a lamp. There will be joy in your house when others have sorrow. You will always be positioned in me. You will always be positioned in safety. You will always be positioned in goodness. For there are shakings that will come upon the land in this year to come, says the Spirit of the Lord. But be not afraid. You do not walk in the darkness of those shakings. You walk in the stability of my light. It's a light that you've not known. It's a light that you've tasted here and there. But I will call it forth continually by the oil that's in your lampstand. It will be a kingly light and it will be a priestly light, says the Spirit of grace. And it will give you the capacity to see past all confusion, to see past all the shakings that's coming upon the earth, a light that will expel fear. Says the Spirit of grace. This is my inheritance. This is my gift that I have reserved for you that walk with me. He that followeth me, he will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life, says the Spirit of grace. Those of you that followed me, there was a day and a season you followed me in faith. Well, you could not see, not even 5 feet in front of you at times. But now I will give you a light that will stretch beyond you. It'll stretch into your future. It'll stretch in, says the Spirit of grace. This is my inheritance for you. Father, we receive this. We receive the operation of light that cometh by the oil that poureth into the lampstand. For what is this word that we see as a lamp? 7 lamps and 7 pipes, 2 olive trees with a bowl upon the top of it, and 7 eyes of the Lord. It's the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. It's a lampstand made of the kingly and the priestly oil that will burn in this last day, that will ignite a lampstand like no other. Hallelujah. Let's give God glory. Amen. Just now, since really the last couple of months when he gave us his final operation, it's kind of befitting. A lamp requires oil. Without oil, you don't have a lamp. You have a lamp, but you're not going to have anything that burns. You have to have oil. You have to have all the components of the lamp. But there's a light coming. You're going to need this operation to be able to see. It's not going to be like it was before. The world is not going to just all of a sudden come together. Politicians will not have an answer for what's coming. Light and darkness will grow both to the greatest extremes ever in the human race. We will see darkness come to the greatest extreme. You'll see light come to the greatest extreme. Rise, shine, thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Darkness, he said, gross darkness will come over the earth. But the glory of the Lord will come upon God's people. And we will walk in a light that's not of this world. And it'll keep you from stumbling. And it'll keep you safe. And it'll actually cause you to prosper and multiply and increase. And the kingdom will increase in the midst of that darkness. Because wherever there's light, darkness will be expelled immediately. There's one power that darkness has no power over whatsoever. You can stand in a room of darkness and speak to every principality and power. But when you turn the light on, there is no darkness. It immediately, say immediately, as soon as you flip that light switch on, bam, it's gone. Light will expel darkness. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. There was no situation and no circumstance that the Lord came in contact with that he didn't already know what was going to happen. Nothing. Even when his disciples come up and talk to him, he already knew what they were going to say. He knew everything in front of him. This is the glory he's given us to walk in. He knew everything in front of him. He knew it before it was going to happen. He knew exact time the guy would be holding the pitcher in front of the house. He said, go, and there'll be a man holding a pitcher of water, follow him. Everything he saw, many things he did by way of command, by what he was seeing. He had a seeing eye that walked by a light, and he just kind of described this light in John 11. Well, it didn't kind of describe, but he really described it. Very powerful. A lot of people didn't understand this, but we'll understand it now. Oh, this light. It's kind of amazing because that's the first manifestation of God in the earth. Let there be light. According to Hebrews 11:3, the worlds were framed by the word of God. And according to Romans 1:20, the invisible things were clearly seen by the things that were made, even his eternal dunamis power. So dunamis power and the word were in operation to produce light. And it's not going to be any different. It's going to turn that very light, or that lampstand's going to get turned on inside of you. Now, every one of you walk in the light of your salvation. But we're talking about in the light of your calling, your ministry, your business, relationships. That means when someone comes and they got a sheep's wool on, you see right behind. They may have the sheep, but you'll see right behind it. You'll be able to look into the secrets of men's hearts, whether they like it or not. You'll be able to see right in front of you. I'm believing for 7 years in front of me, a light that stretches 7 years in front of me. Just seven, all I need, praise the Lord. Continually, 7 years. You believe what you believe for, I believe what I believe for. Amen? I need 7 years in front of me for a very specific purpose. John 11, verse 1 said, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment, wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now, she declared, she knew the Lord loved Lazarus, right? Verse 4, and when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. And I'm not even going to get into this verse for time, because I've got somewhere else I'm going to go. But for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now he declared, this sickness is not unto death. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So again, the Bible declares that he loved them. Amen? Loved them enough. When you love somebody and they're sick, what do? You go straight over there. What did he do? It's not what he did. And he had heard, therefore, that he was sick. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And this was sickness unto death. And he sat there for 2 days. Now you have these wonderful enlightened Bible scholars say, well, they wanted to wait till Lazarus dead so then he could get glory for raising him from the dead. God doesn't think like that. That's not why he waited. He waited because he could see. He waited because he had a lampstand on the inside of him. And he wasn't moved by even death itself or the prospect of death of one of his very dear friends, because death held no authority over him. In fact, Martha came and said, I know he'll be raised again in the last days at the resurrection. He goes, I am the resurrection. He knew whether he got to Lazarus on time or didn't, it didn't matter. Because he knew he was carrying what mattered to him, that he was walking in light. He was walking by a light that every single one of us need. How many of you are tired of being blindsided? The Lord was never blindsided. Not ever. Not once will you ever. The only time that he willingly gave it up was at the cross. And he even said, you have no power over me at all. I could call down angels right now. He goes, I'm giving this authority to you to do what you will with me. But he never, ever was blindsided. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, this is an inheritance. It's a lamp. When you walk with me and you walk with my word abiding in your heart and you abide in me and my word abides in you, it's a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. It's a lamp that sees past the things of this world, that sees into the things of this world, but sees into the future things. Then nothing comes in surprises, ever. That you cannot be blindsided. It's an inheritance not to be blindsided. I don't know about you, but I've been blindsided more than once If you've ever been blindsided, raise your hand. How many of you have been blindsided by someone who came and smiled at you? Raise your hand. How many of you came and blindsided and somebody told you they loved you? Raise your hand. The enemy, he walks in darkness. We're living in a world that's full of darkness. But we don't have to be led or controlled by that darkness. We have rights to an inheritance, and the Lord's saying, I'm going to turn the lampstand on. And I'm going to give you a light to walk by, and it's going to be glorious. Because you're going to get to see things that would have caused you to stumble and fall before. You're going to get to see before it comes, and you'll say, not today. Bye-bye. You can dodge the bullet. Bullets are going to come. He said you're going to wrestle. I mean, he already said that. But I don't mean I have to stand there while he's loaded and about to give me a knockout punch that's going to take me 5 years to recover from. I don't have to stand there and take that. Now notice he said, verse 7, and then after that he said to his disciples, after 2 days, let us go to Judea again. Now he's ready to go. And the disciples said to him, Master, see, he knew this. Notice what he says. Verse 8, Master, the Jews have sought to stone you, but you go there again? He said something remarkable. Jesus answered them. In fact, if you look at verse 16, because he said, let us go. Look what Thomas had to say. Between Thomas and Peter, boy, they both, that was a loaded couple right there. Look at verse 16. He said, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. They knew there were traps being laid. He knew it too. He walked at least, had a lamp that was 2 days in front of him. He knew exactly what was going on. He knew when to stay and when to go. Even at his best friend dying, he knew when to stay. He said, time to go now. Time to sit. Time to go. Time to invest. Time to not to invest. Now, Jesus tried to explain this to them once they said, Master, you're going to go right now. They're going to stone us. And he tried to explain this operation he walked in because he foresaw everything. He said, why do you think we just waited 2 days? And he tried to explain this lamp that he had on the inside of him. Back in the days, you didn't have electricity. It was a lamp. It had oil in it, or it was a candle. That was the light. You had the sun, the moon, the stars, and you had a lamp, and you had oil. And that's how you walked. And that lamp, depending on how bright it was, you could hold it up in front of you, and it could show you where you're going. It could show you what's out in front of you. God has a very powerful flashlight. Very powerful lamp that can show you way out in front of you. We are not called to stumble about in the name of being children of faith that we have to stumble about in this world. We are called to walk in the light as He is in the light. We are called to walk. He never said to walk in darkness. He said you'd be subject to darkness. He said you would walk in the light. So he tried to explain this operation. Zechariah 4 explains it the best. You need a lampstand. You need oil. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Word. Get all that together. Then you can decree, let there be light. It's the very first manifestation of God was light. It was manifested by the Holy Spirit, dunamis power, and the Word. It's not going to be any different Now, when you have the Holy Spirit, dunamis power, and the Word, you are entitled to the lampstand of God. More importantly, light. Light for your business, light for your decision. I can't tell you how many bad decisions I've made. Your soul has a capacity to stir itself up and think 100% it's God. Anybody ever done that? Got excited in the soul, got everybody else excited in the soul. Walked out there and you knew God was going to come through. And you fell off a 50-foot cliff. You might as well just admit you missed it. I love these people who never can admit they missed it. They blame it on everything else. I said, you missed it. I'm sure you're the only one that's ever done that. Just admit it and go on. If you don't admit it, you're going to find out you're going to keep walking by that same source and it's going to keep causing the same problems. Amen? You got to turn a light that's not of this world on. And God's light operates by what? By the Word, by doing His power, and by the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus says this for sake of time. Notice what He says. Verse 8. His disciples said, Master, the Jews have laid to stone thee, and you go now? Now? Really? That's like walking into a fight. Verse 9, Jesus answered. Now He's going to describe this operation to you. He said, are there not 12 hours in your day? And He goes, if any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not because he sees the light of this world. He goes, it's the same way with me. He goes, in the same way that you walk out there and there's 12 hours of daylight, you know exactly where you're going. You can see if there's a pothole. You can see if there's a 50-foot cliff. You can see, you know, if there's a charging rhinoceros in front of you. You can see if there's a lion out there. You can see. He goes, it's the same way with my kingdom and the light that my Father gives me. I can see. I can see past your world that you live in. I can see into the future. I can know that before this night, Peter, you're going to deny me three times. And I can calculate, even you setting your will against my word, that I can know tonight you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows. And though you set your will, and you know Peter did, he goes, I'll die with him before I ever deny him. You imagine Peter walking back and forth. There is no way. That's going to happen. I am willing to die. Even with man setting their will against God's foreknowledge, cannot affect. His light's that powerful. It shines past human will. It shines past human will setting themselves against the foreknowledge of God. It shines past market manipulators. You still see it anyway. Amen. That's for the business folks out there. Just throw that out there and take it. He says, just like there's day, he goes, there's daylight in my kingdom. He goes, I saw this 2 days ago, the traps that you're all concerned about. That's why he waited. He waited 2 days. He didn't wait so he could be good and dead. He waited because the traps were laid. He knew that they had dispersed. He knew when the traps were laid. He knew when they dispersed. He knew when it was time to go. He walked right in the middle of enemy's territory. Men that wanted to stone him and kill him without any fear. There was no fear upon him because he could see before he left. That is a light that God's going to give us. We can walk right in the middle of a storm. We know right when to sail through that storm and when to stay. When to walk, when to run, when to stand still. When to go forward, when to wait. I can't tell you how many times I went forward. Now these days for God to even get me to go forward, he's got to, I say, come on, let's go. I'm like, no, oh. You, those of you that stepped out, it wasn't God. You've been around there. You've borne the burden of that. You know what that feels like. But when God's light is intact, wisdom will lead you in the paths of right decisions. She'll cause you to inherit substance and she'll give you durable riches.
a durable ministry, a durable business. Even in times of shaking, you'll be durable. You'll be able to endure because you walk by a light that's different than this world. Now, that's just not a theory light. That's a real one. You can say you're a Christian all day long. Most every Christian I know gets blindsided, even mature ones. That's why we learn to wait. Sometimes we learn to check it out 10 times over before we even move. But there is a light that's much greater than that. God's going to introduce us to that operation. The 12 hours a day. We're going to get to see. Wouldn't you like to see a week up into your future? Wouldn't you like to see when someone's about to come at you with both guns loaded? Wouldn't you like to see the hearts of those who say they love you, but when they're not around? John G. Lake, when he's in Africa, he heard everything they ever said. When they were in the mission field, one of them tried to steal money, and he saw it. John G. Lake used to hear the missionaries. When they would complain about him, he could hear every word. Paul said, I'm with you in spirit. That's what this light will do. Now, God's going to give that kind of light to people he can trust. Because you're going to have to walk in love when you have a kind of light like that. Because he ain't going to give you a light to see kind of things like that so you can start confronting people. I just saw what you said about me. Repent. Or I'll call the fire of God down. You think this light's something? Wait till you see fire. You have to have the capacity to see that and love that person and pray for them. Amen? Now, I'm a feeler. I feel a lot of things. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, but I feel way too much sometimes. When you're sensitive in the spirit, and you're, how many of your feelers raise your hand? Yeah, you're a feeler. You just feel. You can get around somebody and feel, oh. But there is a light that we all. What did Jesus say? I only do what I see my Father doing. He said, I only do that. In other words, he had a continual light to be able to see everything Father was up to. He also had a light to see what the devil was up to. When you have that, how can you lose? How can you fail? Now, he's going to ask you to go do what he did and not give you that? He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, for he will have the light of life. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, said, I am introducing, and I am going to bring you in a brand new light. And when I do, he said, your stumbling is over. It is then that I will multiply. You cannot multiply in the kingdom of God without God's light. The enemy will checkmate that multiplication. It's not the first time he has seen that. But when you have light, you can stay in front of the enemy's assignments against you. When you start multiplying, you start moving, you're going to need God's light. And we are entering into days of increase and multiplication. And every decision you make in the midst of multiplication can cost a lot. It can do a lot of damage. It can do a lot of good for the kingdom. A lot of damage, too, when wrong decisions are made. But wisdom will lead us into the paths of right decisions. Amen. Will cause us to inherit the substance of the kingdom of God. It causes us to see up into our future. I don't know about you, but I need that. I need to know where I'm going. I know generally, but I need specifically know. Especially when you start dealing with mammon and things. Him who have ears to hear, going to have great light. Amen? Leviticus 24:2 said, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure olive oil. Say pure olive oil. Beaten. Sometimes some good oil comes from being pressed out of measure, you know. You press that olive.
See, God's going to squeeze you until the right thing comes out. If God's squeezing and the wrong things are coming out, you're not ready for the oil yet. He's going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze till the oil comes out. So his frustration's coming out. You're not ready. Anger's coming out. You're not ready. Murmuring, complaining's coming out. You're not ready. Everybody gets squeezed. How many got squeezed in 2014? Raise your hand. See, exactly. Nobody goes, I know you're the only one thinks you're the only one going through that. Everybody gets squeezed. But he's going to squeeze it till the oil, true oil comes out. That's how you know when you're squeezed and the oil's coming out. That's how you know you're getting ready. Amen. That's how you know you've been processed. The beaten oil. Some of this oil is because we've been pressed. Out of measure when he got ready for it. Amen. And it said, for the light. All this oil's for something. He's going to light a candle in this hour. He's going to light a lampstand. It'll be unlike any light that we have ever seen or witnessed. The powers of the age to come will be in this light. Prophetic insight and discernment. The spirit of the glory will be upon this light. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord will be in this light. The seven pillars of wisdom will be in this light. A lot of things will be in the light. A light like no other light. It's Isaiah 60. There's a recipe for God's light, you know. For God's true light to come upon you. I mean, you were born again. You were born into a light of salvation. It gave you a lot of light. But then there's a greater light. The light that comes by the powers of the age to come. A light that'll lighten your darkness. That'll light up the world you live in. Not just light up the world. It'll light your paths to dwell in. How many of you need God's discernment and wisdom of where you're going? What's next? God's not going to forever leave you guessing. The Lord always knew where to be and what to do. He always knew what was in front of him. He always knew the enemy's plans, and he always knew the Father's voice. He goes, I only do what I see my Father doing. He saw by way of the light. He always knew what the enemy was doing because he walked in a light that's not of this world. This light God's going to turn on, it's a whole nother light. You know, there's a light that's being a mere Christian. You don't walk in darkness. But darkness just doesn't mean sin. Darkness also means the systems of the world that you dwell and live in. A light that stretches beyond the systems of the world that we live in. A light that lights the future up. Amen. A light of discernment. A light of wisdom and understanding. A light of knowledge. A light that'll tell you the next witty invention. A light that'll tell you what God's doing, where he's doing. And Jesus always knew what his Father was doing. He was always positioned because he walked in the light. Amen. Isaiah 6, there's a recipe for light. But this kind of light, it goes beyond the light of your salvation. A light that incorporates the powers of the age to come. It'll have the recipe of God in it. It'll be born of his word. It'll have creative dunamis power, and it'll have the Holy Spirit. It'll have the three measures in it. It's the same recipe that God employed, the components that were employed in the creation of the first manifestation of God. It's going to be the last manifestation. His first manifestation was, let there be light. It's going to be the last manifestation on his bride. He's going to light her up. And the same components that were employed in the original creation will be employed in the final outpouring of God. It'll be an outpouring of light. The greatest power against darkness is light. Darkness runs from light. But it's a light that's greater than what we have known and what we've walked in. The omniscience, the omnipotence, and the omnipresence of God is in this light. But it was employed in the original creation. The Holy Spirit was present. The Word was present. And creative dunamis power was present. When God said, let there be light, all of that was present. In the creation of light, the first manifestation. And all of it will be present again. What do you think this oil is pouring out here? This oil is not just oil.
Look, there was already the happy movement already. This is a different oil than that. This oil is creative dunamis power. It's coming off of two olive trees that have been held, that have been kept, that have been believed in, that you need to get accustomed and acquainted to. The olive trees of Zechariah chapter 4. Christ sits as a priest on a king's throne, and the olive trees of the kingly and the priestly anointing flow into it. But anyway, we'll get into that another time. So Isaiah 60 and all says, arise. This is a latter day prophecy. Shine, shine, for thy light has come. Our light has come. Our light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness the people. There will be gross darkness in the last hour. But there's going to be great light. But the Lord will rise upon you. His glory will be seen upon you. And the nations will come to the light. And the king. Oh, I like that. They're coming to the brightness. The kings are coming. These are not just normal kings. These are God kind of kings. They're waiting for the light. A lot of them are in caves and dens. They're waiting. They're going to come. They're going to be given rulership and authority and dominion. Hallelujah. Then thou shalt see, verse 5, and flow together when your light has come. When your light has come, you will see. Thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart will fear and be enlarged. There's an enlarging of the heart. For the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. That's the wealth of the seas. The abundance of the seas will be converted to you by way of light. And the forces, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto you. There will be a wealth transference that cometh by light in this last hour. Verse 11, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night. The men may bring unto you the wealth of the nations, and their kings will be brought in. The wealth of the nations are going to come to the light. The kings are going to come to the light. The nations themselves are going to come to the light. There is a going out, and then there's a light that springs forth that nations are drawn. That's what Solomon had. He had a light that brought the kings and the nation and the wealth, and all the peoples of the earth came to Solomon's house because there was a great light there. The great lampstand. That kind of light will draw the nations again. That kind of light. The well is drawn like a magnet to light. The lost, the nations. Verse 15, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, and no man went through you, you were desolate. I'll make thee an eternal excellency of joy of many generations. Now they're going to come through. Amen. Where nothing happened, now it's happening. Verse 19, the sun shall be no more thy light by day. He didn't say the sun's going to go down. It's just not your light anymore. You're going to have another light to walk in. Just like you walk out there and you can see where you're going, when the light of heaven comes upon you, you walk out there and see where you're going. You walk right up into your future and see where you're going. You can walk anywhere at any time and know exactly where God is and what he's doing. You can only do what we see our Father doing, but the light of heaven will show us what the Father's doing. It's a light like no other light. It will position you at all times. It'll keep you in perfect alignment at all times with the Father and his will. It'll keep you in the midst of God's favor. You'll know what he's doing, when he's doing it, and how he's doing it. God will not hide. God is light. He doesn't hide when you're in the light. The only reason you can't see him, because you're not in the fullness of light. So the sun shall no more be your light by day, neither the brightness of the moon will give light, but the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light. This is the kind of light the Lord walked in. He goes, do I not walk by the light of the day? Thy sun shall no more. I mean, he still walked in. He knew exactly what was going on all the time. Even his disciples would come up and talk to him. He'd finish their sentences for them. He knew everything that was going on around him at all times, even when he was sitting down. He always knew what was going on. Even the disciples would come up and they'd start talking. And he'd finish their sentences, ask them questions according to what was in their heart. He knew men's hearts all around him at all times. He knew everyone's motives, everyone's hearts. He knew what the good candles were and the bad candles. He knew. He walked in the utmost discernment. He knew where the fish were. He knew the man that was going to bear the pitcher of water. He knew Zacchaeus in that tree. He knew exactly what was going on with him at all times. In the midst of a crowd pressing in on him, he knew everything about Zacchaeus. That kind of lie. God is not going to confine us in this last day where gross darkness will come upon the earth. He's going to give us great light. That's what's going to mark the difference. It's going to separate. This light is to reach beyond the normal church light. Your normal salvation light. Everyone's got a salvation light. They got a church light. This is a greater light than that. This one gives you an exposure to the plans of darkness and the plans of God. You'll be up in the council seat of darkness and know exactly what they're doing. You'll know what the enemy's assignment is against you before he even throws it at you. You won't be blindsided anymore. How many of you have been blindsided? You will see it before it happens. You'll be prepared for it. You'll also be where the Father is. You'll be led around temptation. Because you'll know what the enemy's doing. That kind of light. That's different than salvation and church light. That light's going to require dynamis power. It's going to require a kept word in your heart and the operation of the Holy Spirit, the golden candlestick, seven pillars of wisdom, seven spirits of God, seven eyes of the Lord running to and fro the earth. That kind of light is a harvested light. It's a light that's been kept and planted and nurtured. Different kind of light has different purpose. It's a ministerial light and a kingly light. It'll go before you in business and make crooked places straight in front of you. It'll unstop what's been stopped. It'll unplug what's been plugged. You won't wonder what's going on. You'll know. For the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. The sun shall no more go down. See, he's not talking about the sun. He's talking about this light. It's not going to go down anymore. You're going to walk in a continuous oil. That's why he told Moses, you keep that light continuously burning in that tabernacle. Put the priest had the charge of putting the oil in that lampstand and keeping the continuous oil with beaten olives. See, it's time you get pressed out. If you're not pressed out, you're still depending upon yourself. When you're pressed out, your dependency shifts on God and that starts releasing the oil. Starts releasing the dunamis power of God. When the dunamis power of God, see, you're the temple, that lampstand set inside of you. That lampstand was provided to give light to your house, but stretch out in front of you. Stretch out onto the right of you, behind you. Nobody's going to be putting arrows in your back anymore. You got a shield around you. You have a light around you. Darkness does not approach light. Darkness runs from light. You want the greatest shield and the greatest omnipotence of God is light. The greatest power of God is displayed in his light. True light that cometh down from above. Okay, now watch what happens to this darkness. All the spiritual warfare. Now I can sit here and bind the devil up in this darkness all day long. I can fight him up in here. I can war against him. I can wrestle against him. I'm trying to find my way, but I can't see. I don't know where I'm going. I might walk over somebody, step over somebody that's right in front of me. Sometimes ribs gets broken that way. We walk over things and step over things we shouldn't do because we're not walking in light. But when true light arises, now flick it all on. Everything. Turn it all on. Everything we got. Let there be light.
I could have warred all day long in the middle of that darkness. But as soon as that light came on, darkness runs. What you need to be focused more on is getting that light ignited on the inside of you. I'm not about just getting stirred up. I'm talking about getting the original properties that make that light. Created in His power, the Word, and the Holy Spirit all up into your vessel. And that it causes an explosion of light. When God said, let there be light, Holy Spirit was present, dunamis power was present, the Word was present. And light came. God has this new light. The sun's no longer going to be our light. There's a brand new light coming upon us. It's a light like no other light. It's going to keep us from stumbling, but it's going to cause us to advance in the kingdom of God. I'm not looking just to make it through. I'm looking for an advancement. Amen? Yeah, come on, let's give Him glory. Sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light. You look at the book of Revelation, He walked in the midst of the candlesticks. The Lord walked in the midst of the candlesticks. The seven lights were burning and He was walking in the midst of it. I like this part. Once the light comes, here we go. And thy days of mourning shall be ended. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me over the holidays, said the very first manifestation that you're looking for of this new operation will be light. It'll be the first manifestation. And the people also shall be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever and the branch of my planting. I like this. Verse 22. And a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one become a strong nation. That's what's about to happen. Light's going to bring an exceeding great multiplication. Your ministries are going to explode. Your businesses are going to explode. This house is going to explode. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one become a nation. The Bible says, I will hasten this in its time. When light comes, God will hasten all things. You move at a different speed. You know, light moves at a very fast speed. When you get into the light, you get to move because you can see properly. You're not walking in the light of your intellect and your understanding. That'll get you in trouble. That'll cause you to stumble. But when you're walking in God, that's how Solomon did it. He was walking in God's light. He had a lampstand set up inside of him with the seven pillars of wisdom. And it caused him to move at the speed of God. And his kingdom advanced because of that light. There'll be an advancement. You get to move with the light and in the light. Because light moves. Light does not sit still. And darkness is running as fast as you're moving. Darkness is running away from you. You get a light on you, darkness will not approach you. You get that kind of light, darkness can't approach. Darkness must stand back. Amen?